Bimbaron! we're leaving that in.
The King of Karachi is wearing lipstick.
It's like lipstick.
The Asian Destroyer is a fraud.
Right, cool, let's go then. Okay.
Boom, we're on.
Yeah, we're on, yeah?
Yes, and we've got the man back.
Yes.
Chet Sandhu.
Okay. And we're main man James, yeah? Excellent, excellent for having me back on. Excellent, thank you for
It's good to have you back on.
Thank you, man.
Your last podcast with me was just over a year ago.
Yeah,
over 400k. It's one of the most viewed podcasts in Scottish history.
Yes. And I don't understand that neither, yeah? But people must have liked my story.
Yeah.
Must have liked
so
the story.
So very high demand, everybody's wanting you back on.
Yep.
So it's good to have you today.
Cool, man, I'm here, man.
Yeah,
I'm
good. Here. So how's your life been since the podcast?
Right, since, yeah, James, yeah? Tell the truth, yeah? You have changed my life, right? Don't want to big you up too much, yeah? Yeah, I've never told him this before, yeah? But he has, yeah? You've opened a lot of windows for me, yeah? Through Jamie Kerr, yeah? Jamie, good boy, yeah? Thank you, brother. Through this, it's linked up. It just got bigger and bigger, and now the train is rolling, yeah? The train is rolling. And we're moving on to bigger things, and I'm on a platform now where I can talk about things, yeah? Which we'll talk about later, about the things we're doing for girls that are getting groomed for my orphanages, blah, blah, blah. But my platform now is bigger, so it goes out to a wider audience. Mm-hmm. So this is helping people, yeah? This is the whole point of this, yeah? It's not about me just talking about my shit, trying to sell my product. I'm here to help people, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you are the same. Because I've seen your shit as well, you know?
Yeah.
We're all here to benefit people at the end of the day. Yeah.
And I think people, the last time you were on, people were surprised at your story because obviously you were in prison, multi-million pound drug deals, but the fact that you were bullied, the fact that you had a stammer, and you've kind of...
Well, yeah, I couldn't even talk, I couldn't even talk. Asian boy in a white area, very, very, very hard. Mm-hmm. Very hard. I don't know how I did it, you know, I was speaking to you guys earlier. Don't know how I did it, but I just fucking did it. But I think luck was on my side, you know, because you can't get it without luck neither. But then when you say luck, I have been in jail for like 11 years as well. So really, I say luck is that I'm still alive.
How many prisons were you in?
Brixton, Durham, Wealdstone and Fuencarral in Spain.
How was Brixton?
Brixton, I was only there for a week, yeah? And then I made bail. That was my first jail sentence. Nobody even knows about this one, yeah? This was for credit card fraud. Credit card fraud I was doing, I was working with a firm. We've just been talking about them, right? And they used to bring me in. Credit card, stolen fresh, right? Stolen fresh, and I used to graft the cards because I had people grafting them. But this is back in the 90s, and the law then, it wasn't that hot when you report a card stolen, blah, blah, blah. So you're free and easy to go and spend, you know? Mm-hmm. So Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, Harrods all got hit, you know?
All the good stuff.
They all got hit, yeah. They all got hit, but I did get nicked in Marks & Spencer's.
I got the jail in Asda once, mate, so don't worry about it, mate.
I got nicked at Marks & Spencer's, yeah, using a dodgy card back in the 90s. Anyway, all went tits up. The fucking... they trace a card back, yeah? And they trace a card back and see, okay, I've hit this. Had to pay it all back.
Shit. It's all the multi-million pound.
£3,000.
The multi-million pound drug deals to fucking stealing chicken and Asda.
I had to pay it all back. Yeah. Anyway, I paid it all back. But I was only in jail for a few days because I made bail. Because my first offence. Well, not my first offence. Jailable offence. Because I was from Newcastle, so they jailed me in Brixton. I got nicked in Knightsbridge. But they sent me to Brixton. Is that the closest jail? I don't know. You won't fucking know. Anyone sent me a phone in Brixton, yeah? But Brixton was a hard fucking rough dude. I was only 20, 22 at the time. And it was a shock to the system, yeah? Because it was like full of black guys. They're all big and black. And I was in the holding cell and I was just like a young Asian boy, yeah? Not a fighter at that age, yeah? I was just like young, impressionable. And it was a shock to the system. Mm. It was a shock to the system, Brixton Jail. And I was thankful I was only there for a few days. There, you had to shit in a bucket. You got a toilet in your cell.
Slot out.
Yeah, and you share a cell with somebody, so you got to smell the shit all night. You got to smell the fucking shit. You shit in a bucket of piss. And this is a funny story, yeah? I didn't have a fucking clue, yeah? Okay? We have a water bucket, yeah? For our personal water, yeah? Because we didn't have sinks in the cells, yeah? So your personal water, you put from a tap, and that's your drinking water. But check this out, yeah? I was that nervous, yeah? You slop out, yeah? You shit and you piss in one fucking thing, yeah? And you fill up another one, yeah? But my drinking water, I fucking dropped it, yeah? Where everybody slops out. All the shit and the piss. And then all the geezers were looking at me, thinking he's a pure amateur, this guy, yeah? And I felt so fucking shit, yeah? But I just picked it up and I washed it, but I still drank out of that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a wake-up call. Sort of a wake-up call. Sort of a wake-up call, yeah? That was a shock to the system. Brixton back then in the 90s, harsh. Mm-hmm. Harsh jail.
Proper jail. You're looking well. You're looking really well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm looking okay, considering I ain't trained for 2 months.
Yeah.
I ain't even trained.
We've become very good friends since the last time you were on the show. We became like brothers. Speak a lot. And people come on my show, and I'm going to be fucking honest, and they say they've changed, but when you talk, mate, I feel as if you're still not a man to be fucking crossed with, if you know what I mean. You feel as if you've still got that, even when I see your posts and stuff. But if anybody was active, or if you were dodgy back in the day, everybody needs a Chet Sandu on their phone as a friend or as a brother, because you're the kind of guy.
Why not? I'll always back you.
Yeah, if they phone up, you'd be there. No questions asked. Yeah.
If it's genuine, if it's real, I'm there, man.
Yeah.
If it's bullshit, then no.
Because I see your Facebook posts and you out people. There's no fucking about.
No,
you named their names.
Black and white, innit?
Yeah, you just
name
named their names.
Name and shame off.
How's people treated you then since the last podcast?
Okay, how
has
people
been out?
Treated me, now, yeah. Right, okay, it's like a mixed reaction, yeah? From the white guys and this and that, it's all good. They all love it, yeah? They all love it. But the Sikh community, the Muslim guys like it as well, yeah? Because I'm putting Asians on the map here, yeah? I put Asians on the map, and they're quite happy. But the Sikhs are quite quiet people, yeah? They're like...
They've got good beliefs, though.
They've got their beliefs, and they're good. They don't believe in drugs. They don't believe in killing people, hurting people, controlling areas. Yeah. So they don't believe in my activity, yeah? So this is why they're too happy. But really, don't be hypocrites, yeah? Okay? Because I know a lot of you people do what you fucking do, yeah? It's easy to point the fucking finger. But anyway, that's another story. But the Muslim guys, yeah, because I'm straightforward and I'm speaking and I'm talking, yeah, from like a straight Asian geezer, the Muslims are backing me up, yeah? The Sikhs are as well, but not many. A lot of them are against me. A story about this, yeah? Okay, this is this has happened when I got out of jail from... I left Wilson 2007. There was a wedding in Watford, 2008, a wedding. And it was my second uncle. I ain't gonna name him. And anyway, in Watford. So I went, okay, this is my first outgoing since I've been inside with the Asian, like, because before I went to jail, the Asian community said, boom. He ain't invited. So like, I never used to get invited anyway, yeah? Okay? But now they're saying, right, a reformed character, right? Okay, he's reformed. So I got invited to this wedding. I went with my mum, my dad, my sister. Anyway, went to this fucking wedding in Watford. Wedding rings are cool. But how it works with Sikh weddings is the wedding was from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. And we went to Watford. So there was two coaches, one for the men, one for the women. Right. On the way down, I was with the men, all sober in the morning, blah, blah, blah. Had the wedding, this and that. Come back. On the way back, on the coach, on the men's coach, they all just get pissed. And I thought, I don't really want that, yeah? I'd just rather sit with the women, sit with my mum and my sister, right? But the men thought, he's a bit weird. He wants to sit with the women. But I'm sat with my mum and my sister, yeah? Because I didn't want to sit with the men and get pissed. Because I just come out of jail. I have to keep myself
head
right.
Head still buzzing.
Well, it's like adjustment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah? You can't just sit with men and get pissed. Because very.
Were you paranoid or anything?
Pardon?
Paranoid.
Paranoid of fuck.
Just in case you.
Paranoid of fuck.
Just in case that's you caused
why,
that.
Yeah, that's why I said, I just want to sit with my mum and my sister at the back of the coach. Sat with my mum and sister. Anyway, I took two cans, Stella, right? Took them over the man's coach. Traffic jam, yeah? Oh, there's major jams from Watford to fucking where we were going, Huddersfield. It was about Leicester area. Leicester or Coventry? Yeah, Leicester. I don't know what more it was, yeah? Anyway, traffic jam, yeah? Batter back, standstill. So I go to the driver, yeah? I went, listen, yeah? I went, I need a couple of cans of Stella, yeah? Let me get him off the other coach. So I went to the driver. And he goes, no. He went, I can't let you out, yeah, because it's on the motorway. I went, listen, but listen. I said, listen, yeah. I was bad. I will tell the truth, yeah. I said, listen, let me out now, okay? I need a fucking drink. Anyway, he opened the doors, yeah. So he opened the doors, but he radioed in the other geezer saying, right, listen, this guy, keep him on there because I don't want him back on here. That must have been the conversation because when I knocked on the door, he opened the doors. I went, okay. So I walked on the coach to go to the fridge bit where all the beer is. The coach was full of men, yeah? Indian men drinking. But as soon as I walked on, they went silent. So I went, right, okay. So I went in the fridge, empty. So I went, okay, I get it, yeah? You don't want me to get a drink, so I went, walked back off, and I said to the driver, bro, let me back off. I need to go back near the coach here because you ain't going to drink on here for me. And he went, no, we ain't going to let you off. I went, listen to me, yeah. I went, fucking get me off, yeah. But anyway, yeah, the father of the groom at that wedding, yeah, he's a big geezer. He's my second uncle, yeah. And I do apologize to you because I know you're watching this, yeah. I do apologize, but you were wrong. You were wrong, right? What he did to me, yeah? When I was speaking to the driver, he hit me with a shot. Boom, left hook, yeah? Bang. He thought he'd knock me out, yeah? Okay? But he didn't, so I just turned and I went, bang. I burst his nose and his cheekbones and there was blood. Shoom, spread all over the fucking windows. And then the whole coach turned on me. The whole coach turned on me at the front, yeah? There's about 12 of them on me. So, right, okay. And I got stabbed in the hand, yeah? One of them had a fucking knife, apparently. I got stabbed in the hand, but I got a hold of a knife, and I was fighting them. But because we're on a motorway, 2 miles an hour, no, about 5 miles an hour, yeah? I said to the driver, right, let me off now. Okay, I'll fight you all outside, because on a coach, you can't fight, yeah?
Yeah, you're jammed
in. Okay? Yeah. So I'm right, I'll fight you all outside. I went, let's fucking go, baby. Yeah? So the driver, he opened the doors, so I jumped out. But I jumped out of a moving vehicle. And my ligaments went in my leg. Right? Okay? I wasn't aware of this at the time, yeah? But when you jump out of a moving vehicle, yeah, you don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, when you land.
Yeah.
You don't really get it, yeah? You don't really get it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because I was drunk, yeah? I was like, fucking fired up. I went, fucking, come on then. And then they just closed the doors and fucked off. They fucked off. I went, eh? And so I ran after the coach, which made it worse. My ligaments were torn and they popped. Bang, bang, bang. I had blood all over my shirt, right? From fighting, my ligaments fucking popped. And then, boom, I couldn't walk. There was a traffic jam on the motorway. I think it was a fucking M1, yeah?
And then I was laid on the fucking side of the road. I couldn't fucking walk. The coach was fucked off. They didn't stop for me. And I'm crawling, tell people to help. And I'm crawling, I'm knocking on. And they were putting them things down. You know them things back in the day you used to have to lock the car? Nobody would let me in. This is how bad it is, yeah? Like, I'm crawling on a motorway covered in blood. And I'm asking for help, yeah? And they just put the fucking things down. Anyway, I just crawled aside the grass. I crawled aside the grass.
Check out the fucking Drew Patch as well, man. Fucking hell.
I crawled aside the grass and I laid there. And the feds landed in 10 minutes. Hard shoulder. Boom. Because somebody must have called the police. Yeah. There's some fucking Asian geezer covered in fucking blood. Yeah. Anyway, the feds landed. Got me. I told them, I went, listen, this is what's happening. I've been a fucking attacked, blah, blah, blah. I've fucking been stabbed, this and that. I've been fucked up. And they went, do you want to press charges? I went, no. I went, no, it's my family. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I went, no, I took a licking, but they should have picked me back up, you know? Mm-hmm. But never mind. Anyway, took me to hospital. Leicester Hospital. A&E. Wow. It gets worse from here. It just gets worse, yeah? I am Brew.
Mixed with whiskey and vodka.
Right, okay. What happened then? They took me to Leicester fucking A&E. Wow. Saturday night, yeah? It's fucking rammed. Rammed. And I couldn't get a lift, yeah? So I'm phoning my sister. She lives in Wolverhampton. I went, sis, come pick me up, man. Yeah, I'm fucked up. Yeah, my legs, I can't fucking walk. They put me in a wheelchair, by the way, yeah? So I'm in a wheelchair in the hospital on my phone in the waiting area. And a nurse comes up and goes, turn your phone off, please. I went, listen, sorry, I can't do that because my sister is going to come pick me up, yeah? I've been told there's a 4-hour waiting time for me here, yeah? I've been told 4 hours, yeah? I'd rather my sister just come and got me, took me home, okay? So I'm not going to turn my phone off. She goes, right. Anyway, 5 minutes later, I'm in a wheelchair, by the way, now, yeah? 3 security guards come over, yeah? And they go, right, you, we're pushing you out. I went, okay, so it takes 3 of you. I'm in a wheelchair to put me out, yeah? And they went, yeah. So they got me in a wheelchair and put me outside the hospital and left me there.
What?
They left me there, didn't see to me. They said, we refuse to see to him.
Why?
Because I wouldn't turn my phone off. But I was waiting for my lift on my sister. You know, I'm not from that area. Mm-hmm. I need to go back somewhere tonight, don't I? You know? Where am I going to stay? Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up. I'm covered in blood. I've been smashed to fuck. They fucking threw me outside the whole fucking hospital. Anyway, my sister come 2 hours later, picked me up. My knees were fucking huge. They were massive. But anyway, next day I went to Gateshead. They seen to me in half an hour. Newcastle, Gateshead, baby. 4 hours Leicester, half an hour in Gateshead. There's a massive difference in NHS. But what a day. That's a wedding, you know? That's a fucking wedding, and my family just fucked me over.
That's what weddings
are about.
They
didn't even come back for me. They didn't even come back for me.
Have you spoken to them since?
Yes. It's all good now, yeah? It's all good now, yeah? But they're blaming me because they said I ruined the video at the end because the father is supposed to give the son away, blah, 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 on the video. But you had to go to hospital because that's much this fucking...
Fuck's sake.
I know I apologise for that, yeah? I do, yeah?
Was this before the wedding as well?
No, after the wedding. Because then they make a video afterwards. Yeah, yeah. You know when the bride goes...
Also, they make a video after
Yeah, when the bride goes to the boy's house.
So you couldn't even do it?
Well, he had to go to hospital.
I'm laughing, I'm sorry.
Because I know, it's all cool, but you shouldn't have left me on the fucking motorway neither. Yeah. Fuck you.
Because I know you do a lot of things, and for people who don't watch, who's not seen the first one, I'll leave the link in the description box, because you do a lot of stuff with orphans as well, abroad. But now I've seen a Facebook video and you're doing massive things for grooming gangs, which is fair play and respect for that. Can you touch on that? Okay, How did that one come about?
Right. With the grooming gangs, I'm working with Fiazza, Simran, and Joanne Vine, Julie Johnston from Glasgow, Poppy Core. We have a few links, yeah? the aim of this, yeah, is to stop shit before it happens. Yeah, okay. If people know of, right, okay, guys are doing this, are doing that, and if you're a vulnerable girl and you know someone's trying to pressurize you into this and that, sometimes you can't speak to nobody, you know, okay? Because they'll say, oh, you probably let him on, blah, 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 yeah? But we have, like, a helpline, yeah, where you can talk to, like, a personal person and say what you have to say, yeah? And we will listen, and if it's genuine, we will act, yeah? The acting situation of this is going to work like this. The final calls will come to me, and then it's up to me how I handle it, yeah? That I don't want to say online, but prevention is the way, yeah? If we can just go and speak to these people, if I can just go and speak to these people and say, we know what you're doing, baby, yeah? Just fucking stop the fuck now.
Do you think you can?
So I think it will stop. I think it will stop. Listen, even if I do one, even if I stop one person, I think I'll save about two, three, four girls, okay? Yeah. And that is enough for me.
Could you control your temper, though, if you knew what someone was doing?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'm controlled. Sure, I'm controlled.
I've yet to see that.
It depends. It depends what they do. It depends what they do, yeah? Mm-hmm. But personally, I ain't going to do nothing, yeah? That will be left to other people, yeah? But personally, I will go and talk to you first. Mm-hmm. If you stop your actions, you behave yourself, yeah? And do not do this. And then, yes, and then at least we have saved people, you know?
Yeah.
Future fucking shit.
Do you think that's why you try and do a lot of good now, because of all the shit you've done in the past, to rectify it, to kind of
balance it out. Let me tell you about what I did in the past as well, yeah? Okay? Right. Drugs I sold, yeah? I never sold shit drugs, okay? I sold high quality, high grade cocaine and steroids and the Valium. I never ripped anybody off. I have, like, helped so many marriages in my time, yeah? Because I give them high grade cocaine, you know? I'm keeping people together. I'm not ripping people off. If you sell inferior drugs and do this and do that, yeah? All I've done all my life, James, yeah, is help people, really, yeah? Okay, I went to jail for it, yeah? I know people say, is there a turning point? Do I rectify? No, because in jail, I help people in jail. I help people who are getting victimized, getting bullied, and I've done it all my fucking life, yeah? Because I've had it in my life, yeah? I've had it, and I know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. So I feel for the next man, yeah? And I know, and I will fucking help you, man. Because mm-hmm. I've fucking had it.
Yeah, quite right. Because now you're good friends with Sean Atwood, who's also like a brother yes. now. You've been on his podcast, what's three times now after mine?
Yes, yes, yes.
Three
Sean.
Times. Shout Sean. Out to Shawnee boy. Sean. And Big Wild Man,
yeah.
Two good guys.
Wild Man, baby.
Yeah, two nutcases, mate. So, yeah. I heard a story on your podcast that you got to jail in Norway Airport. What was that story?
Oh, fuck's sake, man. They fucked me over, James. Right, they fucked me over. Right, listen, I missed the fucking flight, which was my fault, because I was sent emails. I didn't look at emails, yeah? Because I don't really look at emails. Anyway, this geezer secretary sent me his emails of the flights. I missed them. Had to pay for my own. £700 to go to Norway. You can go anywhere in the world for £700, can't you? £700 it cost me, because I had to do it. So anyway, £700 paid. So I just got pissed at the airport. And when I landed at the airport, Newcastle to Stavanger, it was cool, okay? I didn't say a word. Stavanger to Bergen. Didn't say a word then, yeah? But what did happen was this, right? This geezer sat next to me, got up first, yeah? Wouldn't let me get my bag, and I went, bro, you ain't going to get there any faster. You know when the plane lands? Mm-hmm. You know when they all stand up? You ain't getting out any faster,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Just sit the fuck down there. You know what I mean? I just sat the fuck down. I went, bro, you ain't getting any faster. But he must have took that as an offence. I don't know if it was him or other people, yeah? But that is all I said on the flight. Anyway, complaints, yeah? As soon as I fucking got off, airport security, Bergen goes, right, Sandu, we need to speak to you. All right, right, okay. On what? When people have been intimidated by you. You've been intimidating. I went, no, I haven't. I said, fuck all. And I did say to the geezer, you ain't going to get there any faster, bro. Yeah? I went, is that it? And they went, listen, come here. We need to search you. Took me in a fucking holding cell. I went, you want to fucking search? Anyway, but I was pissed off and a bit pissed, yeah? So I dropped my pants, yeah? Underpants, cock out. I went, fucking search that, baby. They're like, right, pull about. I went, okay, as soon as I pulled about, they just fucking got me. Right, they're fucking, they were just on me. Yeah, fucking elbowing me and everything. I went, fucking those. My head was bleeding and everything. I went, whoa, I want some here. I would take it fucking easy, yeah? But I was pissed. I wouldn't bother about the shots they were giving me, yeah? And then they just dragged me. I went, listen, I'm capable of walking. I can walk, yeah? They didn't let me walk. Just fucking dragged me along the fucking floor. I had Dolce & Gabbana shoes on as well, yeah? They fucked my shoes up as well, yeah? Anyway, that's another story. Took me to the fucking van. Holding cell, different one, to the fucking van, dragged me from the police van, dragged me again to the cell, took me in the fucking cell, and then started giving me a fucking hard time there. But I did give them a hard time as well. I said, what the fuck is all this about? I ain't done nothing fucking wrong. And they went, why are you here? And I went, fuck you, yeah? Anyway, they fucking had me handcuffed at the back, and, but I did give them abuse, yeah? So they start fucking bashing me up, yeah? Fucking bash me more, you cunt, yeah? And my Sikh ties, which are back on now, yeah? My mum tied them back on. They took all this shit off, yeah? Which is fair enough, right? But I went, them, you can't cut them. They've been on my wrist for 25 years, yeah? My mum, my sisters, these mean a lot. I went, I can't hang myself with that kind of hit, okay? So there's no reason to cut them, yeah? I went, you cut them, I'll fucking come out and kill you. And he cut them, yeah. I'm like, right, you cunt, you're fucking dead. Anyway, then they got the taser and shot me, right? And then they shot me, yeah. But the Norwegian cunts missed my back and shot my arm. Mm-hmm. Oh, shot my arm, right? At the time, I didn't even fucking know, but they had to give me extra dose to go from my arm to all around the body. Because when it's in your back or your chest, it's like easy hit. In an arm, they got to give you extra. I was out for about 24 hours. I didn't even know. I just thought I got fucked up. I thought I was just smashed up. I was bruised, fucking naked. They didn't give me no food, no fuck all. They fined me 900 Corona, but forgot to take the money off me because they're too busy and give me a licking.
No way. I thought Norwegians were supposed to be good people.
I thought this. Wow. And they said, right, we don't want you in this country. I went, okay, why is that, yeah? They went, we don't have to give a reason. We're ejecting you, so we're going to pay for you to leave. All right, okay, fucking hell. I went, right, okay, so where do you want to go? All right, Newcastle Airport first, obviously, yeah? Secondly, Larnaca, because that's where I was heading afterwards, yeah? Because I've got apartments there. I went, third stop, if you have to, Gatwick, because I've got friends there in Eastbourne. And they'll come and get me. No, right. Leave it with us. Anyway. Just come back. Listen to me, yeah?
So do you think just everywhere you go, mate, you're just fucking causing it, or do you think you're a target?
Target, baby.
Mixed.
Anyway, they come back to me, yeah? 24 hours later, they go, right, Sandhu, you're going to Heathrow. I went, right, okay. I did give you an option at airports. I'm sure you can fucking evacuate me as soon as you want. It takes 24 hours to send me to Heathrow. Two gun marshals had to escort me and they held back flights for two flights for 45 minutes just so it's walk-on, walk-off effect. How many people is that disrupting? Mm-hmm. It's two whole flights, yeah? Just so I can get on. What the fuck is that about? Why didn't you say to me, Sandhu, get the fuck out of the country and I pay for my own way out of the country instead of fucking two flights up? And all these people, I've got people coming for them, waiting to pick them up. Yeah. It's not happening. Why? Because all these people on this fucking flight, right, delayed for 45 minutes. Right, okay. And then I walk on with two marshals, one in front and one in the back, with guns. And they had to clear the last six seats off the flight. So it's six on that side, six on that side. So no one. So 12 seats, yeah. They have to clear. Just so I can sit on it.
Wow. Do you still, because you travel all over the world as well, do you still get shit at every airport you go to?
Not every airport, but most, yes. Dubai, Amsterdam, European airports, yes. Everywhere else, I just keep my fucking, try and keep my fucking mouth shut. I don't have nothing on me. But you get shit. Cyprus, another story, if you want to hear this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Cyprus, I moved to Cyprus, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought I'd have a change of life, okay? I thought, okay, sick of England. I've done my shit here. I've done my gangster life, blah, blah, blah. Got divorced. I sold my business. I thought, okay, I want a change of life. I just want to fucking chill the fuck out. So I had two apartments, Cyprus. So I moved to Cyprus. Moved there. Beautiful Cyprus, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's a holiday every day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a holiday every day, and the people where I was living in this village, right, okay, this is so funny. I only realised this after the event, yeah? Mazados, I was living here, and people at Larnaca say, right, people that live in that village are either on medication or alcoholics. So I went, okay, I'll fit in there, yeah? That's not too bad. Oh, I'll be okay there, yeah? But the expats, yeah? And they're so set in their ways. Wow. They didn't take to me, yeah? They didn't take to me at all. It was hard work. And the drug dealers there, the Greek, the Cypriot drug dealers thinking, right, he's got an R8. He's got apartments. He doesn't work. Obviously, I'm drug dealing. But I'm not. You know, I've just come there to chill the fuck out. So these drug dealers are putting my name into the feds, saying, right, he's here. So I was getting hit up. Every time I landed at the airport, hit up. And then one time, this what came to, yeah? Interpol, yeah? The same firm that took Osama bin Laden down came for me. They were new or high profile. And they nicked me in town, in Larnaca town, with my girlfriend at the time. They nicked me and were like, we need to search your apartment and your car. And I'm like, okay, fucking do it. Anyway, 20 of them. They closed down both streets. Both streets leading to my house. They closed them both down. Proper Interpol officials there with their clipboards and everything to make sure everything went right. I'm like, what the fuck is all this about? Yeah? Anyway, they searched my fucking apartment, my car. They found a shitty grinder, cannabis grinder, right? Okay, what was left there? By Claire, you know who you are, yeah? You fucked me up here, yeah, baby, right? You fucked me right up. You left that in the summer, but there was no drugs in it, right? No drugs, just the smell of cannabis, right? They found that, and that's the only thing they found. And right, okay, and what? They were right, okay. You're going to have to go to court for this because we have found this. All right, fine. What am I looking at? He went, €100 fine. All right, go get cool, go fucking fuck off. Anyway, court date come, and the judge is going, all right, for this, in Cyprus, you're looking at a life sentence.
What?
Yeah, listen to me. And I'm going, eh? Yeah? But because you do charity work and this and that, we're going to give you a fine of €1,000. €1,000
for a grinder
with nothing in it.
Shit. Was that to get you off the island?
It's
as well?
Just to justify the raid, yeah. The Interpol raid. Because that must have got thousands, man. Mm-hmm. Interpol raid where you close streets down.
Were they expecting a big bust?
Well, they're expecting a big bust because they think I'm big time drug dealer. I'm mm-hmm. fucking not selling drugs though, James. Man, yeah. I ain't do that, yeah? I won't be fucking talking here if I'm selling drugs, you know? Mm. If I'm active, yeah. I ain't talking. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me? What the fuck?
Yeah, because you're just basically...
Yeah, get your fucking heads right. Down. And the police.
What's the worst experience of your life? Take some whiskey.
Right, okay. Right, okay. I'm going to tell you a bad one now. Yeah, this is bad as fuck. Right, okay. This is partially to do with me as well. Okay, my second wife was pregnant, yeah? We were expecting a baby. Everything was going cool. Everything was going good. Sitting in the hospital, her contractions were happening, right? okay, her contractions were going down. And we were told to phone the hospital, so I phoned the hospital. I said, right, okay, her contractions are at this level. And they went, no, it's not close enough. They have to be between, I don't know what she's fucking saying now, 30 seconds or 3 minutes. I don't fucking know. Yeah, it's fucking got my head fucked. Anyway, I went, no, they ain't at that level yet. Anyway, my missus is going, fucking, I'm fucking, this is killing me. I'm in pain. It's hurting. Yeah. She's over 9 months gone now, yeah? And so I went, right, okay, fucking, I ain't taking the piss here. So anyway, drove to the hospital, Sunderland, QE, no, not QE, that's Gateshead, Kyle Road, yeah? Queen Alexander, I don't know what it's fucking called, man. Anyway, went there, turned up, and they went, no, turning away because we only have one member of staff on night. Right, okay. So we left, went back home. My wife's in pain, yeah? Fucking killing, it's killing her, yeah? So I phoned back up, yeah? Well, listen to me, we need to come back, yeah? She's in fucking pain here, yeah? Just do something about it. They went, no, we can't, yeah? I went, right, okay, fuck you, yeah? She's saying, take me to the hospital, yeah? So I took the hospital again. And they went, right, you are being aggressive, yeah? If you do this, we're going to call the police and we'll get you fucked off out. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Yeah, okay, my wife is in pain here. She's fucking, a baby can die. And they're telling me they're going to call the fucking feds. Right? Anyway, we waited. I said, call the fucking police. Anyway, we waited, yeah? And then they put her on the fucking bed. And 45 minutes later, yeah, they checked her out, okay? They checked her out. Baby had died by this time, right? Baby had died. Can you sit here?
Yeah, of course. Take a minute.
No. Anyway, baby died, yeah? But they didn't tell us for 45 fucking minutes the baby's dead. So they let my wife lay on the bed. Give me that.
Sorry, brother.
You asked about the man moving.
Yeah.
This is your fault,
this. Sorry, brother.
This is your fault, man. You got a real bad moments, man.
You want to change the story?
No. Let me finish the story. It needs to be said.
Proud of you anyway for saying it, man. Takes a lot of courage, brother.
Okay, she was on the bed, 45 minutes in the hospital bed. They didn't even dare tell us the baby was dead. I knew the baby was dead. I knew. My wife was going, is the baby alive or not? Yeah. I knew it was dead. I knew. I said,
just change your question, bro.
No, let me finish it.
Okay. Take your time, man.
Right,
okay, brother.
Right, it's all good, but you need to get emotional.
Fuck, you know. Emotion's good.
Fuck's sake. This emotion's fuck next level. Anyway. Right, okay, ready, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway. She knew the baby was dead. I fucking knew. She didn't. And the nurses come in, her daughter come in, they put the things on her belly, there was no heartbeat, blah, blah, blah. I fucking knew, I could tell by the faces, yeah. My wife was like thinking, is he still alive or not? I knew, I could tell by the faces. And then they waited 45 minutes before to tell us, baby's dead, okay? Bravo. For letting my wife wait that long, and then she had to give birth to a dead baby. Right? Covered in shit, because the baby shit itself, yeah? There was loads of green shit coming out, because the baby was distressed. In distressed, shit itself, and she died, Zia.
Sorry for your loss, brother. How was that?
But they're pathetic. They could have given her cesarean, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it doesn't.
But there was one member of staff, she says. We're understaffed. Check
it
out.
It's no excuse though, is it?
Not really, bro. Not for a life.
Yeah. How was your life after that period then, Chet?
Shit.
Did you go off the rails?
Yeah, just... shit.
Mm-hmm. Is that the first you've ever spoke about that? You can see the emotion built up. Listen, man, I'm proud of you for speaking out, man, especially on camera. I'm really proud of you, brother. And it takes a lot of guts and courage. And a lot of people would have been through the same, going through that, who don't speak about it. So for anybody watching, this just shows that this man's got some amount of courage. So going forward then, Chet, how was the relationship with the wife and that from that period? Did that break down also then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you blame? I fucked up.
Yeah?
Because she blamed me for it. She said it was my attitude, because they're going to call the police. That's why we had to leave the hospital in the first place. They threatened me with the police, yeah? They said, we know who you are. Fuck no.
How long ago was this?
2011.
So this is why... Now you're doing all the massive things and good things to try and help other kids
yeah.
do orphan work, yeah. try to stop the grooming gangs, which is amazing, man. I take my hat off to you, brother, because the work you do behind the scenes is unbelievable. And you don't speak about that stuff. And as much as we can speak about all the prisons and jails and drugs and guns, this is the real shit. This is the shit that will help people to realise that people aren't alone. A lot of, do you know what I mean? So hat off to you, brother.
Yes.
So
yes.
Moving forward for the future, big
yep.
man.
Yep, yep, yep.
What's the plans for you? We've got a second book in the pipeline.
Yes, documentaries. Set a book, baby. Set a book, we've got documentaries.
First of all, we'll get the first one out. We've got The King of Karachi, which is a great read. Chet's doing signed books, so you can. I'll leave Chet's Facebook link where you can get a hold of them, email addresses. Get this book, man, it's a great read. So, second book, brother.
Yes, I'm working it now, yeah. It's going to be big time, James, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a guy. Okay, I'm going to big him up now, yeah. Right, his name I'm going to mention here, but he starred in a film, My Brother, The Devil. It's a good film. Check it out, yeah? He wants to play me. He's working on the funding and this and that. I said, you go for it, yeah? I said, I ain't going to put no money into it, yeah? But he says, I have your... He said, I've got your storyline. He went, that's enough for me. Funding he will get, maybe a Netflix series. He's working on it. Let him do it, yeah? For me, I'm concentrating on doing this grooming shit, yeah? Sorting shit out, the orphanages. I work with it anyway. I'm a podcaster, yeah? And the Alpha CBD. I'm just here to help people now, yeah? Yeah.
Where can people get the CBD?
Yes, the Alpha you CBD can get it off my website or... James, we can put a link on the...
Yeah, we'll put all the links on the description box.
We'll put 20% off on the first order. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mention James English.
Yep.
I'll make a link, yeah?
Okay.
Available. Mention you and 20% off first order.
There you go, man. Check it out. Some powerful stuff as well.
Yeah.
The first time you were on the podcast, Chet, I think it's one of the gruesomest stories that was probably told. That's when you were in... prison in Spain.
Yeah.
But the boys who worked in the kitchens had AIDS.
Yeah.
And they used to spit in your food.
Yes.
I think people, when they hear that story, they're shocked.
That's what it.
Thousands
but
of comments.
You know what it is, yeah? But you can't get AIDS from spitting in your food.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I know, but you can't get AIDS from that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's fine, yeah?
People were shocked at that. Were that they? Story, yeah. The thousands
but
of
But that's what they do. Because they're so sick of their own lives. They're so sick of their own lives and they know they're dying. They've got a massive sentence. They just want other people to be in the same position as them. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what to do about that. I don't know what to say about that.
So you knew that they were spitting on your food?
Yes, and so I still ate it.
Did you enjoy it?
I would rather buy off the canteen. Uh-huh. But I said I was a Muslim. So I used to get chicken and rabbit, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a speciality.
Are you in contact with anyone from the old days, from the prison scene?
No, not now. Not now, I was, yeah. But them guys are doing massive sentences. I was catted up, yeah. They're all doing 40 plus. Them people, it's hard work, James, man. You can't keep in contact with them.
Yeah.
Because they're so needy.
Money.
Fucking, not even money, because they're millionaires, yeah? They want to escape. They want you to organise a helicopter and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what they want. Out, yeah.
That's what they want. They don't. They have money. They went, Chet, fucking organise me a gyrocopter. I went, fucking hell.
Fuck that. No wonder you disconnected your phone.
And I'm thinking, come on, man, give me a break. Mm. You won't do that for me.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do that for me. You want a bit of dollar, I'll send you a bit of dollar, yeah? But they don't want money. They're millionaires. They're all millionaires.
Yeah.
They want to get the fuck out of there, man.
So, you try to get the second book? And you try to get a film
now?
Down.
Yeah, it's going down, man. It's going down.
You excited?
All my emotions are going to go in it. It's going to be hardcore, yeah? From when I'm 3 years old. Because I have memories from being three.
Right back to the start.
Yeah, I have, man. You want to know my first memory?
Yeah.
My first memory in life is this. I was 3 years old. My mum and dad had to go and work. So we used to get left with these illegal childminders. They made out, they were Italian, but I don't think they were Italian. I don't know what they were, yeah? But anyway, there was about 20 to 25 kids there, yeah? Age between 4 and 2, okay? And they used to babysit these, yeah? And one day, there was a raid, right? A feds knocked on the door. There was about 20 of us, yeah? And they were like, right, you lot in the fucking bathroom. I was 3 years old, yeah? This is 1971, right? Locked us in the fucking bathroom. Anyway, the police kicked down the fucking door, raided it, this and that. They went, where are the kids? And we got told, do not open the bathroom door. When they locked us in. Anyway, the fucking feds were banging on the door. Doo, doo, doo. All the kids were crying. They were fucking crying, yeah. They were going, what the fuck, what the fuck? And my sister was 2. She's exactly a year younger than me. Born the same day, but exactly a year. And she was crying. And I went, Jazz, don't cry, yeah? I went, I'm here. I'm only three, yeah? But I still stuck up for it, yeah? Anyway, the feds had to kick the fucking door down, yeah? They kicked the fucking door down, all these kids were crying. But I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry, yeah? To show support, yeah? For my sister, mm-hmm. yeah? Because I show weakness, she saw more. So I thought, I gotta be tough here, yeah? Even at three. So I gotta stay tough. So I stayed tough. And anyway, they took us all, put us all in police cells, all those kids. And then they'll phone all the parents up. So you better come pick your fucking kids up from here, yeah? And my old man didn't finish work at 7 o'clock. So me and my sister were there all day in police cells. So we were locked up from 3 years old.
So you had all that nonsense from that age?
From three.
Mm-hmm.
From three.
Yeah. But you're
locked up in police cells, yeah? Yeah.
It's clear that you wear your heart in your sleeve, Chet. You're a good guy, man. No
well,
matter
yeah, it's the only way to
yeah,
do it, man.
It's just, but from that life, you and I say it all the time, but it's a product of the environment, isn't it? Where if you're going to prisons and getting arrested, like threes and fives and all through your childhood, then you feel as if you've constantly got it. Then it just comes ingrained in you that yes. it becomes natural yes. to get yes. in prisons, fight at fucking
it's no good,
airports.
It's no good, man. That life is the worst life in the world, yeah? I say people say to me, Chet, I've done more jail than you. But then I say, yeah, I know, bro, yeah, but what have you actually done? What have you actually made? Mm. You're doing shitty sentences and you're getting twos and threes back to back. You're ruining your life. Why don't you train to be a tiler, a plasterer? Why don't you pick up a fucking trade?
That's
cunt?
Nothing to be proud of. To,
no,
to,
is it?
To
fuck, you know
be that? Boasting
that
you've done
me,
worse
no,
sentences.
No, but what have you made? Yeah. What have you made? Okay, you've done more jail than me. Yes, I know you have. But what you got?
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
It's not a dick measuring contest to who's did the main sentences.
No, it's not about
the
jail,
the clever
man.
Man's the one that's out
well,
here
the clever,
making money.
Well, okay, I think everybody has to do a bit of jail, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay? You have to. Otherwise, you are working with the police.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see any top criminal working and not doing jail. Because I think that's fucking.
But
it.
There is a lot of snitches now, Chet. It's changed
well, that's the way it goes down now.
Is there a lot of
you know,
snitches
it goes
from
down, yeah.
your neck of the woods?
Yeah, well, they all are.
Police informants.
They all are. All these youngers now, they're all saying cocaine, they're all saying drugs. They all think it's okay, but all they're doing really, James, yeah, is feeding their own habit. They ain't making money out of it, yeah? They're just feeding their own supply. There might be some stupid bird who likes sniffing as well. They're both sniffing, selling, sniffing, selling, sniffing, but they're in debt. There's very few people making money out of this. Do not sell cocaine. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to get in this world selling cocaine and heroin? It's pathetic. You're feeding your own habit, and your own habit is going to fuck you up. It's not going to do you benefit. There is no beneficial shit in any of this.
See when you
any of it. Any of it. Because then when you get caught, you go to jail. And yeah. they lose everything anyway.
Do you feel a lot better now being clean, healthy, in a good
well,
place?
Well, clean, healthy. Okay, I still take drugs. I ain't gonna lie, yeah?
Yeah, but not...
But I take it in consideration, yeah. and I take it when I want to take it, which is now and then, yeah? Healthy. Bro, fucking healthy, yeah? What it is, yeah? My mindset is better.
Cleaner.
No, my mindset,
yeah,
I know what
it's
I'm talking about.
Cleaner, yeah.
It's not about the drugs and the drink, yeah? It's about how you focus on things, yeah? Mm. How you want to concentrate on life, how you want to progress in your life, yeah? Drugs and drink, I know a lot of fucking confident people, international people, heavy people, who take drugs and drink every day, but they do good. It's not about the drink and drugs, it's about your mindset, yeah? And mine now is a lot better.
Yeah. But drinking drugs will better. Eventually eat away at your mind.
Well, it will eat away, yeah, but who wants to live forever, baby?
You're not in Glasgow now, so don't be up here
yeah, I know.
Causing your fucking
no,
trouble.
I love Glasgow. You're my Scottish guys, yeah. I fucking love you guys. No, so much. I get so much support from the Scottish Massive. Mm. Oh, James, you won't believe it. And to me, it's like a shock in the system because I'm thinking, wow, Scotland. I thought they were racist as fuck. This is what I was thinking, but they're not. They're not. They love it. Yeah. They love someone like me.
What do you think of racism now, Chet? What do you think? Do you think as big as it was, or is it still worse? Oh. I hear a lot of people talking about it.
You know what I think is getting... You know what it is, James, yeah?
Just social media as well.
80s. 80s was bad, yeah? Mm-hmm. 70s, 80s bad. Because that's when, initially, all the Asians and blacks were asked to come to this country. We were asked to come to this country, you know? My dad was asked. Mm-hmm. He was given a visa because they wanted people to work in the 60s, yeah? England did, you know? They give visas out people, yeah? So now we're here, and now you don't want us.
Yeah. I don't see it, yeah. Even what
I know you don't, yeah?
Glasgow and stuff. You never see people getting racial abuse. People need to forget. People forget as well. Millions of Asians lost their life in World War I and II for Britain.
Wow, come on, man.
So many people.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get a grip, man. We're all working as a team, aren't we?
Yeah, teamwork, yeah. Is it still bad? Is it still... Do you still feel uncomfortable going to certain places? Or?
Well, me, racism, no. Yeah? Because when they see me, people know me shit themselves. Yeah. But if I didn't look like I did, yes.
Think so?
Yeah.
Do you think you speaking out then is giving another...
But let me tell you another story about my mum, yeah? You know my mum, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a story about my mum, yeah? We got a raid in this fucking shop, yeah? I had a shop in Oxclose with my ex-wife, but she turned against me, the license... The off-license was in her name. So she said, okay, I ain't with him. So the police said, I'm not a fit person to sell alcohol. So I went, okay, fair enough. And then they went, and neither is your mum. I went, why isn't she? He went, because she's your mother. So the police took a license off me, right? Said that we can't sell alcohol, yeah? And they said my mum can't sell it neither. Don't know what that's about, actually. She hasn't got a criminal record, they've been arrested in life, paid over £1 million in taxes. Paid over £1 million in taxes, yeah? Check this out, yeah? And we allowed to sell alcohol. What happened in the shop, yeah? What year is this? This is 2016. Anyway, the shop, it didn't have an off license. We weren't allowed to sell alcohol, so I said to my mum, listen, I'm going to close the shop down, yeah? Because my wife wants a half share in it. I said, I'd rather close it down to zero. So she gets fuck all. My mum goes, no. My mum goes, no. She goes, I'll run it. And this shop, yeah? This shop has more murders per square mile in the northeast. They're rough as fuck. But I took this shop on, yeah? Because the previous owner, he got fucked up. These kids come in, fucking battered him, smashed him up. There's blood on the fucking ceiling. They fucking fucked him up. He had the money in his sock, the tatings, but they didn't even get that. So they just fucking smashed him to fuck. Anyway, his head was fucked. He wanted to sell the shop, but nobody wanted to buy it because it's in the worst area. The worst fucking murder rate, blah, blah, blah. But I bought it. I bought the shop and I made it excellent. And anybody who knows me in that area, Oxclose, yeah, you know that shop was fucking brilliant in the period I had it. But afterwards, yeah, they took off license off me. So my mum worked it on her own. On her own, yeah. She's 78 and she worked it on her own. And I said to mum, yeah, let's just close the shop. She goes, no, I'll run it. I went, anyone says a cross word to you, yeah, tell me. But you know what? Nobody did. Total respect for the whole page for about 6 months. My mum ran that shop and we got raided one time off the feds, yeah. We got a police raid, yeah. I wasn't there. Police raided, about 16 of them with dogs. Boom, come in the shop, they were right, lot of doors. My mum can't even speak English, full English, yeah, okay? She was scared. She phoned me, yeah? She went, okay, police are here with dogs, there's loads of them, and they're taking everything apart. Count was apart and everything, yeah? All right, okay, so I fucking landed, yeah, as soon as I could. Anyway, I was there, yeah? I fucking landed, I went, right, okay. What you found? 20 Lambert and Butler, what I bought from Greece in Cyprus. Yeah? 20 Lambert and Butler in the back office, yeah? Which are my personal fags. They went, this is illegal. I went, okay. Police work. Well done. Take 16 of you with dogs to find a packet of 20 Lambert and Butler. Yeah? Our exit, they went, okay, are you going to sign for this? Oh, yeah, I fucking signed for it, yeah? That is on my premises, yeah. I went there. I went, anything else? They went, no. I went, now, you lot, fuck off. Get the fuck out of my shop. Intimidating my mother. She's terrified. Mm-hmm. You lot landing 16 of you with dogs. Doing a fucking search. Terrifying my mum.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Trying to intimidate her.
The police are cunt. You know what? They are cunt.
Trying to intimidate her.
They're fucking terrible, man. Yeah. Fucking know who you're dealing with, right? You know it's my mum there. You know it's my mum. You know that shop. Why do you need to go in heavy-handed? Going with fucking dogs. Close the fucking door. Why are you scaring my mum for? Fuck off, the police. That's to you, the police. Fuck you, bitch. I'll fuck you over. You watch what happens to you lot in the end. I'll fuck you. I'll make my games work.
So,
move on. Don't edit that bit.
Nothing's getting edited.
Don't edit that bit.
Plans for the future. We know you're trying to get your second book, Films. So what do you see yourself doing now?
Bro, listen. What I want to do, I want to help people, yeah?
How can people get in contact with you then?
Right. Facebook page is going to come on. The Vulnerable Girls, all this. It's going to be available for the whole world, yeah?
Yeah.
You will get a direct helpline, yeah? We ain't these people that are going to say, okay, we will forward your message on to public services, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. It's going to get dealt with the real way. The real deal, baby. Okay? But that is up to me at the end, okay? That's up to me. But I will eradicate what I can. Not all of it. But even if I help 1, 2, 3 girls, man, I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with that, man.
I think you'll help more, though.
I think I'll help more, man. I'm fucking off a fucking fact I'll help more.
Chet, it's always a fucking pleasure to have you on, brother.
And how long have we been on now?
How long's that now? I'm 20, now I'm 10.
Go on then, baby. I don't like to keep it short.
Chet.
This is my brother, man.
Listen, I love you too much, man. I love you. Listen, love you, big man. Absolute diamond. Not case, but a fucking diamond.
But, Chet, again, brother, thank you. All the best for the future. I know we've got a couple of things in the pipeline this year. Uh-huh. Hopefully we can get the ball rolling and keep doing what we're doing. So, God bless you, brother.
Cool, man. Thank you. Boom. Thank you, guys.
You can also watch my podcast on my YouTube channel. The link is in the bio if you'd like to subscribe. You can follow me on my social media platforms to see who my next guest is. Follow me on Facebook at JamesEnglish11, Twitter, JamesEnglish0, Instagram, JamesEnglish2. You can also download these podcasts on iTunes or Spotify.